When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Jim, and he wants me to cover an article called Undercover Police Squads Who Find Men 100 Pounds for Catcalling Women in the Street Are to Roll Across London. And here's what part of that article has to say, and I quote, "Police squads who find men will be doing patrols every night of the week by both informed and plainclothes officers." Chief Inspector Louise Jaxo said this, "The focus at the moment is about educating men and young males around putting a stop to this sort of behavior. When a woman feels uncomfortable, when she feels like she's being harassed or made to feel vulnerable, we tend to have to change our direction or route or head in the opposite direction. If we start to get this message out now, hopefully years down the line, it'll become the norm. Signs have been put across Redbridge warning that catcalling is now an offense. As part of the council's This Has to Stop campaign, another sign reads this, making sexist comments is now an offense. Redbridge Council said it is stepping up in its task force after a survey of 1,834 women in the borough found that 91% said they'd experienced catcalling, and 62% reported being followed by a man. The fine was handed to the offender using the council's Public Space Protection Order, PSPO, initially created to empower enforcement officers to find people soliciting sex in the area. These orders were used to tackle a range of antisocial behaviors in public spaces. As well as deploying these squads, Redbridge's CCTV control room runs targeted women's safety shifts, where they identify lone women walking at home at night and scope the area around for threats. They even send officers out there to check if they're all right or speak to the men that they think could be following them or acting suspiciously. From September, teams will be going into schools in the borough to speak to boys about treating women with respect." Councillor K.H. Chowdhury, Cabinet Member for Enforcement and Community Engagement, said this, "The campaign puts the emphasis on men changing their behavior and not women. We are the first council in the country to implement this kind of scheme, and others need to adopt it. We've seen a change in behavior already." Redbridge then became the first London borough to hand out the £100 fine for catcalling in December of 2022. A man received a fixed penalty notice for harassing a woman in Ilford Town Centre, after it was witnessed by council enforcement officers, working with Met Police as part of a social covert operation, unquote. Well, Jim, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. With all the issues with grooming gangs in the UK and violence on London streets, the Kegel cops have decided to put effort into going after men that are creepy and catcalling, instead of tackling actual violence and trafficking. Why would they do that? Well, if you're a female police officer, why risk violence with an illegal migrant, when there are plenty of peaceful white male creeps that'll gladly bend over and say, "Yes, sir, can I have another, sir?" as they shove a fine up your schwing-schwang. This story reminds me of the panty police patrols in Japan, where their cops were looking for men that were stealing women's underwear from clotheslines. But in that case, they were making that work for themselves because they couldn't find any actual criminal activities going on. In this case, I see it as a substitute for actual criminal activity, which would be dangerous for the police to enforce. The main message the young men are getting from this is that interacting with women will lead to dire consequences, so the best course of action is to take no action around females. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code Sandman to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyways, now back to female police officers in the UK are trying to control men's words and behavior as Clown World show. The words used by the officers in the article are worrying, when they say things like, it's an offense if a woman feels like she's being followed or feels uncomfortable. That means men will increasingly stop talking to women. Worse yet, with the surveillance state being used to follow around so-called creepy men, many of them will just stay home, especially if they know that Big Mother is watching them, through a CCTV camera. The next step after that, if men don't push back against this sort of nonsense, which they probably won't, is having the state monitor what's on your phone in real time. Men will allow that too, as I've seen many surveys around that say that 30% of millennials say that it's okay for the state to spy on people's mobile devices. When I first read this article, I immediately thought that the gyno police would send out squads of feminist police to talk to men that could be following women. That they would start spying on simps, which the article then went on to say they will do. My initial thought was this will lead to an authoritarian regime where men are on candid camera while women are walking around at night, and if police suspect that you might be a bad guy, they send the creep police after you. At first, many men will probably play a real-life game of Frogger to avoid women on the streets because of this sort of insanity. But in the end, they'll probably walk away from women and just stay locked in their homes and drink alone or with their buddies at night or on the weekends. This is just going to further crash the sexual marketplace, making more men go their own way, and government policies are just creating more and more men going their own way. The police going to schools and talking to young guys soon about how they should respect women is probably also because of Andrew Tate, because his message is more effective than theirs. It's absolute desperation. Also, the idea that it's men that need to change their behaviors and not women, this shows younger guys that their world is being dominated by the women. So more and more men are going to lose hope for the future and check out of society. That means less tax dollars for the state and eventually the end of the welfare state in Britain, and probably an escalation of violence. Then those same women in charge will ask the so-called creepy men that they've been following around with CCTV cameras to help stabilize everything again, and those men will tell women to get lost. All of this is predictable, and MGTOW is now mainstream, and indirectly being promoted by state actors. I'm getting interested in how we keep civilization from crumbling. For the longest time, I've been saying that artificial wombs and lover bots will free men. But they could also be used to enslave the entire human race, especially if those with the woke mind virus could just create new humans as orphans, and then use androids to indoctrinate them into their cults. There would be zero protection from parents, and they wouldn't need to target conservative groups to steal their kids anymore. It's hard to know what's going to happen in the future, but human nature always drifts towards control of others, as illustrated by the new catcalling fine in the UK. Eventually, it'll be more than just a fine. It'll become criminal activity. I don't think those in charge are really thinking about the longer-term implications for reproduction if men stop talking to women because of fear. Women just want the creepy men to go away. They don't generally mind if the attractive and desirable men catcall or follow them. I wouldn't be surprised if the female police officers and simps that are on the other end of the CCTV spying on men saw a hot guy and thought to themselves, we won't find him or go after him or even try to re-educate him because he's just so damn attractive. How much of their own bias on the attractiveness of males will impact their policing behaviors? After all, we've heard stories about how hot women get out of paying for speeding tickets because the male cop issuing them thinks they're pretty hot. Lately, with automated cameras, women haven't been able to get out of speeding tickets that get mailed to them after the fact. On a side note, I'm starting to get worried that in another 100 or 200 years, the population will crash in most countries based on current trajectories to only 1 or 2% of what it is today. That the world is going to depopulate worse than what happened in Detroit. And I want to figure out how to create new cultures that give men and women freedom and rights while continuing the species. Women's rights, which they've gained, we don't want to lose, along with making sure that men don't lose their rights, the way the popo in England is taking men's mobility rights away and forcing men to constantly be on guard to watch over their shoulders. The drinking culture in the UK is pretty bad with the hooliganism, so we'll definitely see the police target drunk guys that will have zero idea what's going on, especially when they get into their drunken stupors. While I think that falling fertility rates might be a good thing for a while in a world with less natural resources, in the end, we'll need to at the very least stabilize them, even if that happens in another 50 or more years. I feel like we should make a series of videos figuring out how men going their own way can get the independence from women that they seek, while at the same time being able to pass down their genes and culture effectively, so that our descendants can control the future. I'll dig into some science fiction films and shows like Foundation, where men can use technology to get what they want. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Jim for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that soon women will give you tickets simply because the AI software behind the CCTV camera catches you staring at a woman's breasts for longer than 3 seconds. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the female authoritarians that decide the only way to control creepy men is through a final castration solution away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.